Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
At the end of this month, Train to Game, in association with the University of Bedfordshire, is holding its first ever Game Jam, with all the proceeds going to the Prince's Trust. I'm here with Game Jam organiser Dave Sharp, and he's here to tell me a bit about how it works. So Dave, how does a Game Jam work?
So a Game Jam is an opportunity for everybody that has an interest in games development. That's everybody from the hardened professional through to the hobbyist to kind of come together in the same place, try and produce a fully-fledged, kind of fully working video game. Timescales can vary, but the standard kind of approach to game jamming is to use 48 hours. So 6 o'clock on the Friday through to 6 o'clock on the Sunday, we'll try and get out as many games as we can in that short period. And it's just a fun way of engaging and developing games.
What are the different types of skill areas people need to bring to the game jam? Does it matter if someone's not been involved with game development before?
I think it requires a mix. So, you know, as each team kind of forms, we need to make sure that they've got somebody that's, you know, can take care of the coding side of things, somebody that can take care of the art. Games design is a very kind of fluid area, so people with less experience can still get involved with the actual idea generation and kind of designing the levels and things like that. But it does require a balance, so you do need some technical people and some non-technical people. And of course, there's always the ubiquitous testing, which pretty much anybody can do. So, yeah.
Okay, and where and when will the Game Jam take place?
Game Jam is University of Bedfordshire on the Luton campus, and it'll run from Friday the 25th of March through to Sunday the 27th of March. That's 6 p.m. on the Friday through to 6 p.m. on the Sunday.
And if people want to get involved with it, how would they sign up and register?
The best place is to go through the main Train to Game website and click on the Game Jam logo. That'll take you through to the Game Jam website where you can find out more information, sign up, and generally get involved.
And will attendees need to bring anything with them?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that people attending Game Jams typically need. Generally quite common for people to bring their own equipment, although it's not a requirement because University of Bedfordshire have kindly allowed us to use some of their lab space. So if you don't want to bring your computer with you, you don't have to. We'll be able to get a computer for you with all the relevant software. You need to sleep, of course, at some point, although some people don't. So you'll need to bring your blanket or quilt or sleeping bag and a pillow. And food and stuff is available on site and around the university campus.
Do you have any tips for people who might be attending their first game jam?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just to be open-minded and just to get involved. Maybe not only just with what your team's doing, but get around, see what the other teams are doing. If you've got less experience with games development, if you're not a professional already or you're not involved in the games industry, there's so much to learn. As there are kind of 15, 20 games being developed around you, all with different styles, all with different approaches, all with different kind of methodologies. So if you've got less experience, it's a great learning kind of method to just get around and see what everybody's doing and just offer to generally jump in and help with everybody. So there's a lot to be gained just by, you know, being a little bit more open-minded and just being willing and wanting to get involved.
Thanks, Dave. The Train to Game Game Jam takes place from March the 25th to March the 27th, and all the proceeds go to the Prince's Trust. For further details, see www.traintogame.com or go to the Prince's Trust website.